Praise the Lord, we are back.
I don't see you talking.
You don't see me talking.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We're going to start. We are back. Praise the Lord, everyone. Shalom and Shabbat Shalom again, wherever you are on the planet. We are back. We're having just a short study of, I was starting to think about these six ladies that were barren, and one is, is this better if I shut all the lights? Oh, you want one on? What? It's up to you. Whatever you guys favor. Yay or nay?
Whatever you want.
Off or on?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
And so make sure that everybody can see while you're up there, too.
Whatever you guys want to do. Okay.
Well, this
is just an interesting little study. This isn't a big study. It's something I just happened to do, but somebody was asking me about it. There's six important women that were barren, and the seventh was a virgin. Who would have ever known what was going to happen? I don't know if you ever thought about that in the Bible. You ever thought about that?
No.
Okay, let's think about it. Now, we got Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel. These are English names. I'm not telling you how they say in Hebrew, but these are just English. We got Manoah's wife. For some reason, she doesn't have a name.
Yeah,
and then we have Hannah, Elizabeth, and Mary. I mean, that's pretty amazing. You ever check these ladies out? I mean, what they have done and accomplished? I mean, there's Sarah. Sarah was barren. She had no child. But look at later on. God said to Sarah, she shall be a mother. Excuse me?
That's the
name of it. No, I'm reading just the end of it. I'll read the whole sentence. Excuse me. Genesis 17:15, and God said to Abraham, as for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her.
Wow.
What do you think of that? It's a pretty good blessing from God, huh?
Mm-hmm.
From being barren.
And they all got sons? They all got sons.
It says, and God said to Sarah, and God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. So there's Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the covenant I will establish with Isaac. So you see, Sarah definitely bore Isaac, even though she was barren. And God kept his promise, his word, which I think is supernatural. Because through Abraham and the promise given to him that all the nations of the earth would be blessed, meaning that everybody has the availability to accept the atoning blood of the Messiah. In the future, the Messiah would die for the sins of the world, and all the nations would be blessed through the Messiah. That's what he's talking about. So Sarah's pretty good woman there to aspire to be like. here's Rebecca, who's Rivka in Hebrew. And God said to her, and it says, they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou a mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Amen. So now she was barren too, and it's amazing to even, could you imagine saying that to a lady that's barren? And then she has to have faith to believe that she's going to be a mother of thousands of millions? It's pretty amazing to think about, right? And here we have Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian. No one ever thinks about that. Rebekah was the daughter of Bethuel a Syrian. So there's no perfect blood because Rebekah was the daughter of a Syrian, right? Of Padanaram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. Anybody ever think of that? Like a lot of Jews in Judaism will tell you Abraham was the first Jew. How could that be? Abraham comes from Ur of the Chaldees, which is modern-day Iraq. Terah is his father. I know that's a big surprise to Jewish people. They don't want to talk about that. They just say everyone's they do some perfect Jewish bloodline. It's impossible. Because even Rehoboam, who's the son of Solomon, his mother was Naamah, the Ammonitess. And he's the king of Israel. How about that? He's not even Jewish. His mother's not even Jewish at all. See, Judaism tells everybody that the only way you're a Jew is when your mother's a Jew. That's a lie, because Rehoboam's mother is Naamah, an Ammonitess. Boy, the Jews hate to hear when you hear that, because that's right in Hebrew, too. They can't say nothing. Anyway, Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, and she was barren. So here we have a man praying for his wife. Isn't that nice? And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Praise the Lord. And we have Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. Same thing. But check this out. From a lady that was barren, the children struggled within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. There was a struggle going on, and behold, from a lady that was barren, two nations are found in the womb. Two manner of people. Now, this is very interesting. It says, two manner of people shall be separated. And they really were, too. More than you're thinking. You know what I mean? They were really separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. And anyway, so these people, these two young men were twins, except for, you know who they were. It says, and when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there was twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was, 60 years old. A score is 20, so 20, 40, 60. 60 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. That'd probably be like more like me, plain dwelling in a tent. I don't know about hunting. I come from New York. I thought the milk came from the grocery store. I even thought of a cow. Okay. Isaac loved Esau. It says, Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of the venison that Rebekah loved Jacob. Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Eden. And he wanted to eat, too, besides being Eden. Yes. So anyway, you find, here we have that lady right there, two nations, and they're still fighting today, the two nations, which is pretty amazing. And her name is Rebekah, from being barren. What do you think of that? And I'm just giving you a quick scenario here, sort of summarizing. There's a lot of amazing things happening with all these people. Like, here's Rachel. Jacob said, and Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. That word week right there in Hebrew means 7 years, okay? It's not a week like you're thinking. And he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah. That's terrible. And he served with him yet 7 other years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, that's sad, isn't it? I always think that's sad. Poor Leah, she was hated. Because Rachel probably was like very, so beautiful. He opened her womb, and Rachel was barren. Poor Rachel. She was barren. Now, from this Rachel that was barren, we have, I'll just read to you the 12 tribes first. The sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Right. So there's 6 right there. The sons of Rachel, who was barren, she had Joseph and Benjamin. Now, if you do, I didn't give the study on here, but if you do a big study about Joseph, he became almost like Pharaoh in Egypt. Remember that? Second in command. And you got to remember, from a lady that was barren, that's pretty amazing. He actually saved the land there. From the famine. Mm-hmm. So it was almost sort of like a race going on here between these two ladies. They went and got the handmaids, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali, and the sons of Zilpah, that's Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. And these are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Padan Aram. That Padan Aram is like, in Hebrew, it's like Mesopotamia. A different area. So anyway, there. I just wanted to go through those ladies. I know this is a quick study. I might be going too quick for everybody. But I'm just trying to show you that God does the impossible. That's who we believe in. Because you'd never gamble on a bunch of barren women. I mean, what would be the chances of... to make nations and peoples, and plus a lot of them. This is a lot of God's activities happens from this. You know, you figure when Abraham left Haran and he took Lot with him. Remember Lot? That was Haran died in Ur of the Chaldees. That was Haran's son. When he left Ur of the Chaldees, did I say that right?
Yeah.
Right. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? They lived in Ur of the Chaldees, which is modern-day Iraq. So, in other words, Haran, who's the brother of Abraham, died, and his son was Lot. So Abraham, for some reason, took Lot, right? And no one thinks about that. But later on, after Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot's two daughters, they thought they were going to try to preserve seed after Sodom and Gomorrah, and they went into Lot, and they ended up having the Moabites and the Ammonites. I don't know if you ever read that before. So you might say, well, what's that all about? Well, later on, down the line, there's a lady called Ruth, who's a Moabitess, who's the great-great-grandmother of David, and also Jesus, Yeshua. So if Abraham, what I'm trying to say is you go back to the source there. If Abraham didn't preserve Lot, then this wouldn't have transpired. You understand what I mean? In other words, like, normally, it's my little rabbit trail, excuse me. I love thinking about these things because it's so unheard of. Whoever heard of the Messiah was born through a Moabite?
But you give people off subject. You're talking about
Let's go back to the subject here. Let's go back to Manoah's wife. Manoah's wife, she didn't even get a name.
But
don't name her, whatever you do. Okay, so here we have Manoah's wife. This is Judges chapter 13, verse 2. There was a certain man of Zoar, of the family of the... he's the Danites. That's one of the tribes, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren. Wouldn't you know? And bear not. How about that? And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren, and bearest not. She probably said, I know that. No, I'm only kidding. But thou shalt conceive and bear a son. That's what she didn't know, okay? And of course, the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. You ever hear of him?
Yeah.
Shimshon, or... Yeah, it's different in Hebrew. It's not Samson in Hebrew. I don't know why they spelled words, they should have spelled them a little different. Anyway, the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords of the Philistines, and upon all the people that were therein, so the dead, which he slew at his death, was more than they which he slew in his lifetime. And Samson, he judged Israel for 20 years. Anyway, I just wanted to show you that this lady was barren too, but here's one of the judges of Israel who judged Israel for 20 years, and his mission was to really wipe out the Philistines, in so many words. And he did a wonderful job of doing that, and he proclaimed God, of course. He did some things that I don't understand, but he's another person that came from barrenness. Now, here's a lady. Her name is Hannah, like Sister Anne right there. Her name is Hannah in Hebrew, and that means grace. Okay? And there was a certain man of the Ramathan Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Yeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuth, and he's an Ephrathite. That means he's from Ephraim. And this guy had two wives. What do you think of that? What? Now, God said in the beginning it was not so. He made them male and female, and these two shall be one flesh. Right? So in the beginning it was not so, but people started doing their own thing. This guy had two wives. One was, and the name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Penina, and Penina had children, but guess what? Hannah had no children, right? However, Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord shut up her womb. And her adversary provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. Isn't that sad? Somebody mocked her. So, wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, she bare a son. Here she has the amazing prophet, Samuel, because, and that's what that means, because I've asked him of the Lord. Shmuel means I've asked him from the Lord. Yes, and Shmuel judged Israel all the I was checking it out. I couldn't find it. It says he judged Israel all the days of his life. He was a great judge.
He was given to Eli. Right, yes. Through his
name. Right.
That was a promise she had made.
Yes, yes, you're right.
She made a promise.
And Samuel died. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is a short little study. And then we have this lady called Elizabeth. Remember her? Mm-hmm. She was of the daughters of Levi. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah. And when you study the course of Abiah and Zacharias, that's how you can really find out when Yeshua was born, Jesus. Because nobody knows what the courses are because they don't look them up. That's right in the Chronicles, which we're not going to get into right now, lest I get off the track. Anyway, no, I mean, a lot of people read this and they don't even know what they're reading. They say the course of Abiah. Okay, what's for lunch? You know, what is that? What's that? What does that mean? Okay, you know. And his wife. But anyway, his wife was of the daughters of Aaron. So Elizabeth's the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. That's amazing. She's a Levite. Whoa. And they were. Listen to this. Now, this is so important. This is the book of Luke. These two people, they were both righteous before God. How? They were walking in all the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord, blameless. The halacha, they were walking in it. They were all the commandments and the ordinance. Now, we only been talking about commandments. One day we'll go over with you the ordinances. They're in the Bible, the ordinances, and the judgments are in the Bible. But nobody ever reads them, so you don't know what they are. But anyway, what?
I said a lot of people are keeping, don't we realize it?
Yes. There's a lot of things that we do naturally, thank God.
Yeah.
Anyway, guess what? Elizabeth was barren. Wouldn't you know that? What do you think of that? And they were not only she was not only barren, she's old. What's the chances of her having a kid? Huh? Was Sarah old? Yeah. Sarah was old too. How old was she? She's like 99 or something? Or Sarah was old. Who'd ever believe that? But the angel said unto, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. So God does hear prayers. And thy wife... Isn't that nice to know? God does hear your prayers.
Amen.
And thy wife, Elizabeth, shall bear thee a son. And you're going to call his name John, or Yohanan, really. Mm-hmm. The reason why I say Yohanan with the Y, because the letter J was only created about 500 years ago. There's no J's in Hebrew. So when you see the letter J, it's really Yud. It's really Yohanan. Yohanan. Okay? But anyway, that's a little tidbit there. I don't want to get off the track. I'm just full of information. Okay. But anyway, the angel says, thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Amen. And he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. This is John the Baptist. And he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Praise the Lord. John the Baptist. And many of the children of Israel shall return to the Lord their God. Amen. He went before the Messiah to make straight the way of the Lord. Whew, what a mission. And he shall go forth, listen to this, he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Amen. That's written in the book of Malachi, by the way. He did exactly what he was supposed to do, John the Baptist. Anyway, from a lady that was barren. This is such an amazing thing to me. A barren lady conceived the prophet of the highest.
Yep.
Did you see that? And thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. In other words, from somebody that was barren, you got the prophets of the highest. That's big. To me, that's big. And this one I definitely wouldn't have bet on. A virgin, a spouse to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David, and the virgin's name was, of course, Miriam. You got to remember, we're talking about in Israel, the letter J wasn't created, so the word Jesus didn't exist. The word Jesus comes from, etymologically speaking, it comes from the Iesus, which is in 5,500 Greek manuscripts, and it was Latinized later on, but it's really a Yud, so it would be Yeshua, which means he will save. I know, whatever. You missed that? I'll say it again later. Okay. Anyway, Anyway, this virgin's name was Miriam, and her husband was Yosef, and the child's name was Yeshua. And the angel came unto her and said, "Hail, thou that are highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Could you imagine one of you ladies, the angel coming and saying that to you? I'd be so frightened. I'd probably faint. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." So God is actually watching everyone to see. He'd like to find favor with you. Isn't that nice to know? God is watching you. "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yeshua," Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Amen. See, in the book of Psalms, it says that the Messiah would be the fruit of David's womb, of David's body. In other words, he's an ancestor. David is very important. David is symbolic. A lot of times you'll read it, it's talking about the Messiah. Anyway, Messiah is going to reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be? See, I don't even know a man. I'm a virgin. And the angel answered and said unto her, this is supernatural. Probably understand it more on the other side. The Holy Ghost, Spirit, shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And also that holy thing, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. Whew. That's amazing. That's shocking information. Because she fulfilled exactly what was written in Isaiah. Behold, this virgin is going to bear a son and call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Remember Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "Unto us a son is born, a child is given, and the son and the child's name is called Wonderful, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince, the Counselor, the Prince of Peace." So the Son is the Everlasting Father. And he's also the Mighty God. Isn't that amazing? Because God is one. Even though right this moment, God could show up probably in this 6.5 billion people, something like that, on earth right now. He could show up in everyone's living room or everyone's house and have a different conversation with everyone. That doesn't make 6.5 billion gods. It makes one God, which you can't even imagine his power. So beyond us. That's what's so scary about meeting him. I mean, that's why the prophets, when God shows up, like people nowadays, they go, "Well, God talked to me." Yeah, sure. If God talked to you, you wouldn't just be saying that. People in the Bible, when God talked, like David fainted for a week, Ezekiel melted, John the Revelator fell down dead. I mean, you lose. Yeah, I mean, it isn't like, "Well, God talked to me." Okay. All right. Back to Mary. All right, anyway. "And blessed is she that believeth, and there shall be a performance of those things which shall be told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, Moshiach, for he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty had done to me great things, and holy is his name." Amen. "And his mercy is on them that" what? "Fear him from generation to generation. He had showed strength with his arm. He had scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He had put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He had filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he had sent empty away. He had hoped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." Amen. "And Jesus," Yeshua, "himself being began." He began to be about 30 years of age. This is when he started, when he was 30. Okay? It says, "as supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli." The reason why I put that in law there, because Joseph is not the son of Heli. Mary is actually the daughter of Heli, and Joseph is actually the son-in-law of Heli, Mary's father. And the reason why I'm telling you this, because this is Luke, and if you go to Matthew's genealogy, it says that Joseph is the son of someone else. So Joseph can't have two fathers, right? So in Hebrew, sometimes when you see son, it also means son-in-law. In other words, it's not a contradiction. I don't know if somebody read, you know, two different genealogies, Joseph has two different fathers. That's not a contradiction. It's just that in Hebrew, when you say son, it also could mean grandson. It could mean son-in-law. It's different words. Anyway, so here we have it, Mary's father, okay?
So pay attention here. See this first one, Jesus, right here?
Yeah, Yeshua.
And then everyone here is all the people.
I'm not going to read all those to you. But
is
if
actually
you,
the genealogy of Mary.
Mary, yep.
Okay. This is the genealogy through Mary. In Matthew, it's through Joseph's genealogy. Which, if you don't know what that means, we'll tell you. We'll explain it to you. But these are all the names that are in there. But from Mary's father.
David. See, now this is through David. Nathan is the brother of Solomon.
Right. Nathan's the brother of Solomon, which was the son of David.
Joseph was through Solomon.
Right. It says which was the son of Jesse, which was the son of.
This is Luke.
It says, which was the son of Obed, which was the son of Boaz.
I don't remember Boaz.
Remember Boaz? He married Ruth, who was a Moabitess. Remember her? Does everybody remember Ruth? Okay. That's Boaz's wife, which was the son of Salmon, which was the son of Maasen, which was the son of Minadad, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Esron, which was the son of Phares, which was the son of Judah.
By the way, that was from Tamar.
Right. Remember Phares from Tamar? Remember that?
That's
right. Judah went into his son-in-law's wife. Right. That's another. Yeah, that's a different study for a different day. You're going off into a.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I just
all right. I just want to end this. These are all the names.
Wait, this is really important.
Listen to this.
Enos.
Which was the son of Enos? Which was the son of Seth? Which was the son of Adam? Which was the Son of God.
So, very important. See, God is
very important.
God to God.
From God to God.
Mary. Yes. From Yeshua, who is the Word of God, right back to God.
This is the first name. In between is 75 names.
There's 75 names.
And then at the end is God.
And the end is God.
And here's another one from, and it's kind of interesting because there's 75 generations between God and God, okay? And it's interesting because Abraham's 75 when he left Haran, and also then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him and all his kindred, 75 souls, 75. So it's just interesting that hers is really an incredible lineage, you know, because Joseph's lineage had Jeconiah.
Amen. Well, and you got to remember, this all comes from a lady who is a virgin,
Amen.
Right? That, which is, to me, supernatural. Anyway, you could go to the website later on, look up these ladies in detail. There's a lot of details you can get about them. They had miraculous lives. I mean, you know.
There were six barren.
And the sixth barren and the seventh was. Yes. The seventh was virgin.
The seventh was a virgin.
There's actually another lady that's barren, but she wasn't like one of these people that, you know, different activities took place. No, another lady with Elisha, but we'll read about that later.
Gentile woman.
Yes, right. So that's this study. I probably went too quick on this study because what we want to do now is we want to play. I want to stop talking for a while. I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom to everyone again, and what we're going to do is play the history of Christmas, which is from the History Channel. So you could look at it and find out a little more about it. Okay, this way you get someone else's perspective instead of listening to me all day. Anyway, any questions about six barren women and one virgin? Please go to my website and look that up in more detail. I'm trying to go a little fast here because I don't know if what everyone's plans are. Any questions or comments?
So there's six barren.
Yes, we said that.
The seventh, that's really cool. The seventh was...
Okay. Would you shut this, please?
Okay, hold on.
And I'd like to say shalom to everyone.